It started around 12 minutes after 12 noon at the KDNK studios when the internet stopped working. Then, no dial tones from the landlines. Most cell phones just kept searching and searching for services with no connection. People along Carbondale's Main Street held phones to their ears with puzzled looks on their faces. Police scanner chatter said that a line had been severed somewhere near Coryell Ranch along County Road 109. Brandon Garcia, pipeline construction superintendent for Crossfire Integrated Energy Services, was the only one at the disruption site who told KDNK that Crossfire cut an unmarked fiber optic cable while excavating for a new natural gas pipeline for Black Hills Energy. As a result, communication services vanished into thin air. Garcia said he made an emergency call to 811 since his cell phone got service at the site, and at around 1 p.m. was waiting for someone to come and check things out. The fiber optic line along the east side of County Road 109 was buried by Quest, which is now CenturyLink. KDNK was on site for about an hour before a CenturyLink representative was willing to give a statement. In an email received around 3:30 p.m., Brandon Yerge, CenturyLink's Colorado Market Development Manager, verified that a fiber line had been cut and that customers in Aspen, Carbondale, and Snowmass were experiencing disruptions to internet and phones, including landlines. Emergency 911 services were also down. Carbondale police had already outfitted community facilities like healthcare centers, schools, banks, and city market with radios to use in case of emergencies. A similar outage occurred in May 2015 when a fiber optic cable was cut near the Iron Bridge subdivision south of Glenwood Springs. Several internet and phone carriers lost service, except for Comcast, which was not connected to the severed cable. Barry Cryer, director of Technology Systems Consultants, told KDNK at the time about one way of getting around losing all services when one fiber optic cable is cut.
People will have multiple service providers. So you might have Comcast and you might have a Skybeam connection, or you might have CenturyLink DSL, and you may have a Comcast modem. I mean, multiple, depending on the kind of business that people are running, so that when something happens, they still have conductivity.
What is not known about Tuesday's outage is who exactly is responsible. Is it Crossfire Integrated Energy Services for cutting the line, or CenturyLink, or even Quest for not marking it? For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.